You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. We say hello to you and a very happy Martin Luther King Day, a day to remember. And we wish you well on this cold, freezing day in the capital city. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Ted Glover, the Purple Buckeye, is going to join us at about 4:20. We'll have a conversation with UNI head basketball coach Ben Jacobson coming up at about 5:15. And then Wolfgang joins the show at 5:30. My partner, how was your weekend, kid?
It was a busy one, Jimmy B. House full of in-laws in town for the weekend, as they always do this weekend of year. Three-day weekend for most people. Not us, of course. You know, we got to be out here working hard. But, yeah, so a lot of people in town. A lot of Viking fans in my house this weekend. And, well, let's just say they were a little pumped up about 7:04 last night.
I bet they were. That caught everybody off guard. Everybody was hoping they could complete a pass, get out of bounds, and then try to kick the winning field goal. And instead, Diggs makes a play off the missed tackle and takes it in for six. Trent, it was one of those defining plays in not just football, but college NFL football that you will not forget where you were. Like, I can remember when Dwight Clark made the catch for the 49ers. You fans of this team will always remember where they were and what date this was and what time, because you just referred to it, that particular catch took place. It was incredible. Did you know that the lead changed hands four times in 4 minutes?
It's a pretty good ending of a game, huh?
Yeah.
You know, 17-0 at the half. The Saints looked like they had no clue offensively. And then in the second half, the offense starts rolling. I thought the Saints' defensive line just dominated that revamped offensive line for the Vikings. And it's the Vikings. It felt like it was going to be inevitable, that they were going to lose another game. And we've seen this so many times before with this franchise over the last, well, 4 or 5 decades, however far you want to go back. Seemingly every single time that there was hope, hope is taken away. And then the play by Stephon Diggs, the throw, and probably most importantly, the play defensively. You know, what we got out of Marcus Williams there. You feel terrible for the kid. But Jimmy B, that is one of the worst defensive plays you're going to see in football. You can't let that happen. You can't let that happen. It's just head-scratching. It absolutely is.
You know, he ducked his head and tried to hit him low on the legs to try to, you know, make him go ass over tea kettle, and he missed him. And when he missed him, it was all over. And, I mean, that's the guy's a terrific player. He really is, and is probably going to be a stud defensive back for the Saints for many years, but he is going to have to live with that one as the catch that got away from him. Now, look, could he have gotten out of bounds, stopped the clock? Could they have kicked the field goal and won the game? Yes, they could have, but by missing that tackle, that did everybody in at that time if you were a New Orleans Saints fan. It was a very ill-timed play to just try to duck your head and try to go for it. And he was up in the air when Diggs was up in the air to make the catch. Should have wrapped him up with both arms and tried to bring him down in bounds so the clock would run. Might have run out of time. They might not have gotten an extra shot.
Yeah, I didn't see it until I was going back and watching again. I don't know how many times I've watched this play now. It's been dozens upon dozens. But when I went back this morning, He was not as close to the yard mark out of bounds as I thought he was when he initially came down. If Marcus Williams wraps up, if he tackles him at an angle more from the sidelines and brings him back in, he doesn't get to out of bounds and the game's over right there. His timing, though, looked like it was a little bit off. His timing, he was going to get there probably a little bit early. Obviously, you don't want to get pass interference on that play, so because his timing was a little bit off, I wonder if that was a piece of it too, just a half-step difference and going down. Plus, the throw was high. You know, if that throw was more on target, if it was low, if Diggs didn't have to leap for it the way that he did, he makes a play there too. It just All these confluence of events that come together and lead to a play like that. There's always got to be something a little bit goofy in there, and that's what's happened. But, man, it just feels terrible for Marcus Williams because now his name is synonymous with, well, blowing a game, not making a tackle, and letting Stephon Diggs stroll into the end zone.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's a shame that it has to happen, but he went from on his way to Philadelphia and a chance again to return to the Super Bowl or being eliminated. And he chose, as they said in Indiana Jones, which one? Number three, Indiana Jones number three, The Last Crusade. He chose poorly. So from that standpoint, the Saints are back home in New Orleans, and it's a locker cleanout day instead of getting ready to go to Philadelphia and play against the Eagles.
Happy for all the Vikings fans out there. I live with one. I grew up with a ton of them. Most of my family are all Vikings fans, and they've seen a lot of heartbreak. Now, the hay's not in the barn yet. If they go out to Philadelphia as a 3.5-point favorite and they lose that game, that memory will always be there, but it'll still feel like unfinished business. I understand it's a road game. Still, this is a better football team right now than Philadelphia. The Eagles got by 15-10 over Atlanta. Not that exciting of a game. It was kind of boring overall. Had the goal line stand at the end, but this one is going to go down. You have to finish now. You have to get to the Super Bowl. I don't even think the Vikings need to meet it, but they haven't been there in over 40 years, Jimmy B. It's time now to get to the Super Bowl. You get the home game that goes along with it, all the pomp and circumstance that'll be around it.
Right.
But you have to finish. At the very least, this team, they have to get to the Super Bowl now.
I'm with you, and you're right. They are a better-equipped team to play in the Super Bowl than Philadelphia is. Did you happen to see this? Three quarterbacks, Case Keenum, Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, combined do not have the wins that Tom Brady has. It's Brady and then a bunch of nobodies. That's what it seems like when the four teams that are now left. But Trent, this is going to be fun because we have different teams in there from what we have experienced in the past with Pittsburgh getting upset. And no Seattle Seahawks, they didn't get in. And from that standpoint, the only real leftover are the New England Patriots. And I know that they're going to be a heavy favorite, although I don't think it'll be 13.5 due to Jacksonville's defense. Do you think, or I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, has it come out? I'm going to guess it's going to be between 10 to 11 points on that game. Where are you on that?
You're a little high, Jimmy B. It opened at 9.
Wow.
9.5 is where it is at most shops when I looked at it earlier this afternoon. So you're a touch high on that one. And I thought it'd be close. I thought it'd be double digits. I thought 10.5 would be the number.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised at the opening number at 9. But you're right. Still, they gave up 42 to Pittsburgh. And now, Tom Brady on the other side getting ready for that one. So, and they did what they were supposed to. The Patriots, it is different blood in there, but think of the path that Tom Brady has to go through now. From Marcus Mariota to now this week, Blake Bortles, and then the winner of Nick Foles and Case Keenum. Not exactly who of quarterbacks that Brady's going to have to run through for another title.
That's just truly amazing. Absolutely, truly amazing the way that this has now played out. And we're so used to having star power at the quarterback positions, and all you have is Brady. Yeah, I mean, it just goes to the testament of time that this 40-year-old guy has been able to do. And I guess all that bickering between Brady and Belichick and Robert Kraft, the owner, apparently that didn't mean much yesterday. So, because they certainly looked good and certainly took care of business. I bet everybody in Tennessee, probably Mike Mularkey, when they scored first in Tennessee to take a 7-0 lead, was probably the most joyous, thinking, hey, I'm going to get a big fat raise. And then today, we're parting ways with you, so just lick your wounds and get out as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah, update that resume. We got a little something different for you. Well, we will look more at these NFL playoffs coming up later in the program today. We got college basketball to get into. Jimmy B, Iowa State gets a victory as they knock off Baylor. UNI gets their first conference win of the year with their victory against Valpo. So both teams in the win column. We had Iowa last week with the win against Illinois. So now that narrative is dead. Right? No more talk about that. And tomorrow, we get a huge one. Jimmy B, this is setting up to be the biggest week in Drake basketball in a decade. You and I on the road tomorrow night, team that has certainly had their number throughout the years. And then you get Missouri State coming into your building on Saturday. Mo State, they were the favorite coming into the season. There isn't a whole lot that you look at that's going to diminish that. Alizé Johnson is an unbelievable talent. But Drake will have an opportunity to win against you and I and to put a little breathing room between themselves and Mo State if they can win on Saturday. A huge week on Forest Avenue.
Yep. Look, isn't it amazing where this has been such a non-story? Drake has been such a non-story since 2008. I mean, they really have. And we try to do our best when they would win a game here and there to talk about it. But for the most part, they were just bad, just a bad basketball team. And Nico Medved has come in. Now, granted, he does have a bunch of seniors, and he's got them playing like seniors. And they won again over the weekend. And this is going to be a lot of fun. And I just can't believe that they have been able to flip that switch, especially Trent, the way they got blown out at the Big Four Classic as well. And that was a bad matchup for them against Iowa, and Iowa just beat their brains in. But something then has, you know, come together much better for this team, and they have found their shooting touch. And as long as you got Reed Timmer on the court doing what he does, and he is the bona fide leader of that team, you have a chance. And Drake will have a chance against you and I, and I'm going to ask Ben Jacobson that when we have him on the show. Coach Jake, you've had their number, but have things changed here in the last couple of weeks with your struggles, even though you finally got a W to get off the schneid and get a win in conference play? This is going to be fun, and I think the Knapp Center is just going to be rocking when those two teams tip it off.
We'll get into some more college basketball later in the program, but next we're going to get back to the Vikings, Jim, and I'm real excited to talk with our buddy Ted Glover from over at the Daily Norseman. Ted, I've known Ted now for a number of years. I know what a Viking fan he is and how big it is. His father was a big part of that. One of my favorite things is he'd be watching the game with his old man, and he'd be tweeting things out. Just a funny guy. He passed away about a year ago. And, for Ted, for those Viking fans out there that have seen a lot of bitter defeats, just the excitement that certainly had to be there for him. So I'm excited to talk to Ted here a little bit about that, about this team and a team of destiny. Do you believe in that, Jimmy B?
I'm not a destiny guy, but look, they're good. And Case Keenum has shocked the world with the way that he's been able to play. And who saw that coming? I mean, look, you lose your starting quarterback. You go with a guy who wasn't drafted coming out of the University of Houston, has struggled with the teams that he had played for, St. Louis and Los Angeles, bounced around from city to city, and here he is now the starting quarterback for a team that is going to compete in the NFC Championship game, and he's playing lights out, Trent. It's not like he's playing lousy and they're still finding a way to win with great defense. No, he's playing well. And so it's an incredible story. I can't wait to talk to Ted about this, just to see how, if he has some stories from people who weren't not at the game, and if he's talked to folks who, like, were at the T-Wolves game or over at the Wild game, and maybe reactions when they were watching it on the big screen. This will be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this.
Ted Glover coming up on the other side. We're talking more Vikings, as we should, on this day after the Minneapolis Miracle and the win over the Saints. We'll do it next here as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Home in Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Ring. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction, where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
Sponsored by Discover Card. Discover Card will match all the cash back new card members earn at the end of their first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. If you text and drive, you're just as dangerous as someone who is drunk at twice the legal limit. Make zero fatalities your goal and focus on the road.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
7 seconds to go. 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God.
Loose.
Oh, my God.
30.
No. 10.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
No way.
Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
There is the call from Paul Allen on the radio call last night in the victory for the Vikings. Pete Bursich on color with them. What a game. What a performance, Jimmy B. Not going to find much better than that.
Nope. That one had it all. And look, even though the Jacksonville Steelers game was highly entertaining with all the scoring and everything, it just didn't match the drama that took place, particularly in the last quarter of what we witnessed yesterday in Minneapolis. Look, it was a spectacular finish to a unbelievable NFL playoff football game. That's the way the NFL has envisioned it. It's supposed to be close. It's supposed to be a chew your fingernails off kind of thing. And, you know, you had the game with New England, and it was anything but that. It was boring. It was over with. After the Pats got the lead, they just never relinquished it. But for the Jacksonville and Pittsburgh game, and then the clincher when Diggs makes the catch and takes it in to win. Wow, what a way to finish off the NFL Championship Series.
Well, let's get out to our good friend Ted Glover. You can find him on Twitter at Purple Buckeye. Always entertaining. Follow over there, and he joins us here today. Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Trent. How are you?
I'm doing good, but as I told you, I'm not doing as well as you are. I got to imagine a little pep in the step after that one last night. So take us in. Take us into the thought process. 10 seconds to go. Where was one of the biggest Viking fans I know, Ted Glover, as it's all unfolding?
I was sitting in my living room, in my chair, thinking to myself, barring a miracle, it's going to happen again. This just one of these just crushing losses when you thought they had the game won. And of all teams, it's going to be to the Saints again. You know, the last time they had were in the NFC Championship, everybody I'm sure remembers that Bountygate game, and it was, you know, this was the game that we were going to get revenge, and it was all things were going to be made right with the world. And you're like, man, what's going on? I can't believe this is happening. And then all of a sudden, you know, Case Keenum hits Diggs, and Diggs, my first thought was, dude, get out of bounds. And then he kept running. I didn't realize Williams was the safety. I thought I didn't catch the number. I thought he was one of the corners. And then the two Saints defenders collided with one another, and I lost my composure. I just went nuts. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Well, that's the way NFL games are supposed to end when you get into the end of the playoffs. It's supposed to be absolutely unbelievable, and that's what happened in that game. Ted, I'm real curious, though, about this. And so much has been made of now that Keenum is the quarterback that, Sam Bradford's going to be the backup. Sam Bradford's going to be the backup. Where's Teddy Bridgewater? Why are we paying attention to that? Shouldn't we be focusing in on the job that Case Keenum has done?
Jimmy, I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I missed a good part of your question. I'm sorry, what did you ask?
People are so focused in on Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford. Who's the backup going to be? I don't understand that. Well, shouldn't we be more focused in on the job that Case Keenum has done?
Yes, 100% agree. This has become Case Keenum's football team. At least, you know, for this year, what happens at the end of the season? I mean, it'll happen. Those things always take care of themselves. The Vikings have, whichever direction the front office decides to go, they have three very good options in either Keenum, Bradford, or Case Keenum. But right now, Case Keenum has got the Minnesota Vikings to the NFC Championship. I don't know that Teddy Bridgewater or Sam Bradford can make that throw to Stephon Diggs yesterday afternoon. I'm not convinced anybody but Keenum makes that throw. So, yeah, he should be getting all the press. He should be getting all the love. And this backup debate is, it's just white noise right now, as far as I'm concerned. That'll take care of itself once the season's concluded.
So up next, it is Philadelphia. And I got to figure, it's so difficult to turn the page. This team, they're so well built. It feels different. They've been in this spot before. We've known what's happened in NFC Championship games. Why is this one going to be different on Sunday evening?
As in different as how the Vikings going to win, or just different from other NFC Championship games? Winning on the road in the NFL is tough. Doing it in the playoffs is even tougher. And everybody talks about Nick Foles being kind of the weak link for the Eagles. You know, he's done enough to win. And when you have a defense that's every bit as good as Minnesota's in Philadelphia, and they're I think the second or third ranked defense in the NFL, the Vikings are the first. It's going to come down to, as far as I'm concerned, which Jeff Fisher coached quarterback is going to make more plays. Because no matter how good a defense you are, there's going to be momentary breakdowns, and the guy that can take advantage of that, whether it's Keenum or Nick Foles, is going to give their team the best opportunity to win. So it's going to be a close game. It's going to be outside. Latest weather forecast I saw was in the 40s, maybe some rain. So it's going to be a really evenly matched contest.
I'm with you on that, and they're going to catch a break because that heavy cold winter storm will be past Philadelphia by the time Sunday rolls around. So you're right about the relatively decent weather forecast. Look, this is a matchup, and you talked about the defenses. Philly's defense is good, really good. You hold Atlanta the way that they did to 10 points and find a way then with your backup quarterback and Foles to win a game. Could this game be a 17-13 game, something like that? I don't see this one being 38-31, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. I think it's going to come down to a field goal, quite possibly the last possession. Barring, you know, one team making a whole bunch of mistakes, which, you know, weird things happen in football. So that's, you can never discount that, but both teams are really good at holding on to the ball. They don't play a lot of mistake-free football. I would expect both the Vikings and the Eagles to kind of play field position and sort of try and get the advantage there and then just take their shots when they present themselves. But, I fully expect this. I fully expect to have like two or three ulcers by the time this game is over on Sunday.
Well, Ted, we got a little bit more going on right now inside the locker room as it looked like Pat Shurmur is going to become the new head coach for the Giants. Obviously, he's going to be around. But if you can, just explain the importance of what he has done with this team. We know about his time in Cleveland. Well, nobody wins in Cleveland. But taking over after that weird resignation from North Turner a year ago, just how important Shurmur has been, and hopefully you would hope this isn't going to lead to any wandering eye going into an NFC Championship game. You certainly wouldn't anticipate that, though.
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's been able to take the players that were on the roster and adapt what he does in his offense to fit what his players do well. If you remember the first week of the season when Sam Bradford was healthy, there were a lot of deep 15, 20-yard outs and ins, and the Vikings took a lot of shots. And Bradford piled up 350 yards passing, I think it was. And then when he got hurt and Case Keenum had to come in, they modified the game plan a little bit to incorporate more rollouts and play more to Case Keenum's strengths. And that's one of the things, you know, Shurmur's known for is being able to tailor a game plan for the talent he has, not force the talent he has to do what he wants. And that's, you know, it's turned out to prove it's turned out very well, as the Vikings have a top 10 offense, and Case Keenum has come from literally nowhere to be in the conversation for MVP.
Yeah, no, he has. I'm just curious, have you talked to a lot of your friends? And have you heard any funny stories? Like, were they at the T-Wolves game or at the Wild hockey game and watching on the big screen or at a refreshment stand someplace? Do you got any good stories from people that you've spoken to today?
A couple people were at a bar, you know, and it was the kind of on a mass scale what I was feeling inside. And then all of a sudden, you know, here in my home, and then all of a sudden Diggs scored that game winner, and beers are getting flown up in the air, and, you know, random strangers are hugging and kissing each other. I mean, it was just a great moment in Vikings and Minnesota sports history. Nothing real particular except the one bar story, but I mean, get on YouTube, man. They're all over the place.
There are a lot of them. I had the same in my household, as I had a whole family full of Vikings fans that were there in the building, and I enjoyed the smiles on their faces, though a little bit different for me. Still, good to see, Ted, the Vikings get it done in that one. Where does this one rank? I know latest is always the greatest when you're going through, but in terms of victories by the Vikings, the improbable fashion, the way that it went down, is this the best win in Vikings history?
Until they win a Super Bowl, I think so, yeah. I mean, at least they've won NFC championships. You could maybe argue the 76 NFC championship, where Bobby Bryant had a 90-yard block field goal return for a touchdown. That really changed the momentum of the game in the Vikings' favor. But that was early in the first quarter. You talked to Favre DeLewis in 2009. Thought the Vikings were going to have something special that year, but that was the third game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer to Rashad was 1980. That was to win the division and just get to the playoffs. This won a playoff game and got them to the NFC Championship on the absolute final play when almost all hope was lost. I've kind of been looking at some plays. I think I'm going to do a post on it in Daily Norseman, but I'm having a hard time coming up with a play that tops this one right now.
I was curious about that, if there was anything back on the four Super Bowls when Bud Grant was the coach. Yes, I know they lost all four, but still getting there. I was just curious on when they made those runs. Was there a Dante Culpepper play, big long pass, a Randy Moss catch somewhere that was similar to this? Do you recollect anything?
Yeah, you know, Bobby Bryant had a field goal. It was the early in the first quarter of the 76 NFC Championship. The Rams, I think it was their first drive. It was early in the first quarter. Went right down the field, and the Vikings stopped them literally on the 6-inch line, and the Rams decided to kick a field goal as opposed to go for the touchdown. And I believe it was Nate Allen that came in from the left side of the formation, blocked the field goal, and landed pretty much right in Bobby Bryant's hands. And there was Tom Dempsey, who was, you know, the guy that had the half a foot, who was a kicker, who wasn't going to catch him. So Bryant went 90 yards untouched for a touchdown, and that really changed the momentum of that game and propelled the Vikings to Super Bowl 11. That's the only, off the top of my head, I'd have to really research this some more, but I think that's the one play that would really compare. But again, that was the first quarter, though, too. So
right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Ted, a couple of moments in the game from yesterday, and there are just so many. So, as a Vikings fan, again, I take you to 94 seconds left in the game, 4th and 5, and here comes Kai Forbath to kick a field goal to give him the lead. Now, we know it turned out to be a little too much time for Drew Brees, but as he's lining up, did you have any confidence at all that Forbath would nut that thing through like he did?
Oh, yeah, I knew he was going to make it because I knew there was like a minute and a half, a minute 40 left, and Drew Brees was going to go right down, and the Saints were going to kick a field. I thought the Saints were going to kick a field goal with zeros remaining, just like they did in 2009. And I mean, I was like fatalistic. I just like, here we go again. Yeah, oh, Forbath's going to hit this. It'll be great. And my wife's like, well, aren't you happy? I'm like, no, that's way too much time. The Saints are going to go right down the field. They're going to score. and we're going to lose, and here we are again. This is ridiculous. Why do I cheer for this team? I was on a rant. I was in rare form.
That's fabulous.
If Diggs would have gotten knocked out, your confidence would have been a little bit different, I'm going to guess, for Forbath going out there a second time?
Oh, it would have been blocked. I actually thought Diggs was doing the smart thing, because I when I first saw the play, I didn't realize there was nobody. Once Williams missed him, I didn't realize there was anybody in front of him, standing between him and the goal line. I thought there was maybe a guy 10 yards downfield, and he was going to go another 5 or 10 yards, get out of bounds with like 2 or 3 seconds left, mm-hmm. and make it like a 25 or 30-yard field goal, depending on where he went out of bounds. And I thought, oh, this is great. And I would have had full confidence in him making it from there. But then, you know, he just kept running. And I'm like, he's going to score a touchdown. Not even going to be a problem. This is great. Had it all the way.
We're having a great conversation with Ted Glover right now, the Daily Norseman, and you can follow him on Twitter as well. Look, this is like, I guess, the best euphoric scenario that you could have as a Vikings fan. I guess the only thing that would be better is if it would have happened in the NFC Championship game, and then it would have propelled the Vikings into the Super Bowl. Ted, is there still an awful lot of talk about the Vikings hosting the Super Bowl? It's never happened ever before.
Yeah, that's kind of all the buzz among Vikings fans. I mean, like, you know, I was legitimately bummed when the Eagles beat Atlanta on Saturday, because everybody was almost convinced that the Vikings were going to get 3 games at home. And Philly had to go and win and kind of throw a wrench in everybody's plan. It's kind of rude of them, but whatever. I think I like their chances in Philly. It's going to be a close game, but yeah, if they can play the Super Bowl at home, it's going to be. I kind of write for Daily Norseman, so I'm supposed to come up with something eloquent and appropriate, and I can't. I cannot put into words how important and incredible that would be for the city and for the state and for the franchise.
Well, speaking of writing, Ted, last thing for you from me. So I grew just to love your tweets throughout Vikings games, of you talking with your dad and the quips that he would have. And I know, you know, a certainly difficult situation not having him around anymore. But has there been, I'm sure there's been a few moments for you thinking back and some of those great quotes. What did the old man, what did he would have said about that victory last night?
Oh yeah, he thought I was in rare form. He would have been apoplectic, man. It would have been great. And then when Diggs scored, we would have been, well, he wouldn't have been dancing. He would probably would have broken a hip, but we would have been hooting and hollering and acting like 10-year-olds. But yeah, it was bittersweet. It was incredible. But yeah, it was bittersweet, because I, you know, grew up watching the Vikings with my dad in the last 10 years or so when he moved up here. We watched almost every game every Sunday together. So yeah, it was definitely bittersweet. And he would have said, you know, once we would have calmed down, he's like, okay, that was a great win, but, you know, we got 2 more to go. So let's, you know, let's figure out if Keebler can do it for us the next couple weeks. So that's almost something exactly I think my dad would have said.
That's great. All right, Ted, it's great to have you on the show. Good stuff as always. And it's good picking your brain, getting ready now for the matchup in Philadelphia. Thank you, buddy, and enjoy your euphoric scenario after that big win.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I sure will.
Thanks, Ted. Ted Glover.
Ted Glover. Daily Norseman. Good man. Purple Buckeye. Now, that's a pretty interesting handle on Twitter.
Well, he's a Buckeye fan as well. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Yeah, purple. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Vikings. Mm-hmm. Buckeye fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Works for me. I just found it to be an interesting handle. That's all. So you don't see that often where he's combining two teams like that. So, interesting. Look, I don't blame him for being lost for words as a fan, because they haven't seen that before. I mean, he was stretching just to find anything that would even come close to what Diggs catch made for the Vikings yesterday. And of all the years, Trent, that they have played NFL football, first in Bloomington and then in Minneapolis, that you can't find something even close to being comparable, to me, that's amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing.
Well, and it's not just Vikings. I mean, you talk to NFL people that have seen it all. Jimmy B, you've seen it all throughout the years. There's nothing like that. We've seen Hail Marys, but we haven't seen anything like that. And it just, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. We'll end this segment with one more look back at yesterday. The TV call from Fox. Here it is. Joe Buck calling the game winner for the Vikings.
Where Keenum's going to try to work the ball in the boundary. Keenum steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
It's that time of year. The cold weather is here. The Animal Rescue League wants to remind you that unpredictable winter weather can be very dangerous for your animals, and we encourage you to bring them inside this time of year. Animals should not be left in cars and should only be outside long enough to relieve themselves. If you witness a situation where an animal is in danger due to weather conditions, call your local law enforcement or animal control.
Sponsored by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
It's the Martin Luther King event at JCPenney. Come in store to find great deals on appliances that are worth celebrating. Get up to 30% off hot deals on select major appliances. Plus, get up to 30-month special financing on purchases made through January 24th. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards for points earned on major appliances. Hurry in, JCPenney.
Offer valid 110 to 124. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. GEG, Profile, GE Cafe, and higher limited 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval, must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Your home for UNI basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's stolen away. McLeod's got it for UNI. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game home and away on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15. Presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Your home for the Panthers, 1700 KBGG. GG.
Camp Sunnyside, taking a boat ride, is Joey's favorite thing to do.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.
EasterSealsIA.org.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in, and a happy MLK Day to you as well. Jim and Trent, you can always get in on the show at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Ben Jacobson, head basketball coach, you and I, coming up in about 30 minutes from now at roughly about 5:15. We'll get into you and I in the upcoming game with Drake. Iowa with a win. They finally get off the schneid with an overtime win at Illinois. And Iowa State, Trent, at home, knocks off a pretty good Baylor team. And once again, Wigington just was off the charts in that game.
Yeah, it really helped put that game away, and he's playing at such a high level. Had that rough stretch where, what, he was 4-21 over a couple of games, but he's bounced back and is playing really well. Nick Weiler-Babb running the show, just how good he was, what, 15-8-7, something like that on Saturday. He was incredibly good. It just, hey, the Big 12 is so difficult. And you know, Jim, I've had this thought, and I mentioned it to you a couple of times. The depth of this conference is something that we've talked about, but is there a national championship contender in there? Not a team that can get to a Final Four, but a team that can really win it all in a season where it seems so wide open. Villanova's very good. That was my pick before the year. I'm still feeling good about that one as I hold my 22-1 ticket. But you look around the landscape. Michigan State, we know, was talented, but they lose again over the weekend, and frankly, at times, didn't look very good in the process. Duke is so bad defensively. You go across college basketball, there isn't anybody that you consider. Even Virginia, I know they're, what, ranked number two now in the newest poll? Who's Virginia really beat, though? They beat Virginia Tech on the road, but they don't have a signature road win to this time. In a season that's wide open, could you see West Virginia, Texas Tech, and teams like that cutting down the nets, or even Kansas turning it around enough to do that? I'm still struggling with that, I guess, is where I'm going.
I'm with you, and from the standpoint that Kansas is not the Kansas they have been in the past. And even though in recent years they have not made a run to the Final Four, they've been in that position with good enough talent to make that run. It just hasn't worked out for them. I'm not sold on Texas Tech, not yet. I've only watched them a couple of times. Boy, they're good. They've got some dudes that can play. And West Virginia with Bob Huggins, they play such an interesting style. But Trent, you know as well as I do, they are prone to go for long droughts without scoring any points. And you can only try to live off the turnover scenario by turning your opponent over so many times. And if they have a good point guard, they're most likely going to be able to beat that pressure and then get their offense set up, the opposition, that is. So I got to see more of Oklahoma. Look, we all know what the scoring in Trae Young that they have there. But the Lavin kid is really come into his own as a defender, rebounder, and rim protector. I think he had like four or five blocks in the last game. So I'm beginning to take a pretty good look now at Oklahoma to see how they will begin to hold up through this run. And here's the ironic part. We thought TCU was really a good team.
They are a good team,
and
Jim.
They are a good team. They are. But, Trent, they haven't won a conference game.
Well, they won one. But yeah, they're sitting right now tied for last with Baylor and Iowa State at 1-4.
Yeah.
But you dig a little bit deeper there, Jimmy B.
I know. They're good.
Jalen Fisher misses the layup against Texas that would have won that game. They lost a one-point game at the beginning of conference play to Oklahoma. A four-point game to Kansas. They lose again to Oklahoma in a game that they led. TCU's still good. They're still good, but I think that more shows you just the depth of this conference, of how good it is, and the grind. And for Iowa State, you keep going through, and it was great to get the victory. It was wonderful to see them finally break through, get in the win column again with a couple of close calls there. But Jimmy B., where else are you finding victories? What else are you confident with? That TCU team we're talking about, that's up next on Wednesday. Saturday, they get Texas Tech at home. Texas Tech is playing so well right now. You go to Texas. You get Tennessee in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. West Virginia after that. On and on and on. It's so difficult to find wins for Iowa State. And I think that's going to lead to some frustrations. Everybody realizes what this year is for the Cyclones. It is a rebuilding year, but boy, when you're going through it, you don't get those good feelings that they got on Saturday with the win against Baylor. It's difficult to maintain excitement through a rebuilding year when it's just so tough. Every team that you play, game in and game out.
I agree, and it's one of those things where the league this year, just think if Iowa State still had, say, George Niang and Monte Morris and that cast, you'd be putting in 9 teams out of 10 from the Big 12 in the dance. It's an amazing, amazing league. It is far and away the most difficult league this year, and it's not close. And I just think that teams are just going to beat up on each other. And I don't think you're going to have like a runaway winner here. I don't think Oklahoma is going to run away with it. I don't think Kansas is going to run away with it. I don't think Texas Tech is going to run away with it, Trent. I just think the league is that close with the top 4 or 5 teams.
I give you Kansas or the field. Are you still taking the field, Jimmy B? Are you going back to the well with the Jayhawks?
No, I'm going to take the field, pal. I'm convinced of that right now. Yes, the field.
Staying with the field. Well, we'll take a timeout. We got the 5 o'clock hour next. We're going to be talking more basketball with the head man from the UNI Panthers. Ben Jacobson is going to be stopping by. We'll talk with him at 5:15. Wolfgang will also stop by for a conversation here at about 5:30 this afternoon. Each and every weekday from 4 until 6 o'clock, it's Jimmy B here with you on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. We're back in a moment.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom!
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for UNI, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Right now, get two medium, two-topping Pizza Hut pizzas for just $5.99 each. It's the deal you want on the pizza you crave, because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, select crust types, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, delivery areas and charges, and minimum purchase required for delivery may vary. Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Attention cell phone users. If you love your phone, love your number, and want free service, now you can get all three with SafeLink Wireless at absolutely zero cost. That's right. Keep your own phone, keep your own number, and we'll keep you connected with free service that includes free minutes, unlimited text, and free data. It's all yours if you qualify for programs such as SNAP or Medicaid. SafeLink is a Lifeline-supported service in a government benefit program. Only eligible consumers may enroll in Lifeline. The service is non-transferable and limited to one per household. Documentation of income or program participation may be required for enrollment. You must have a compatible GSM phone. Most smartphones are compatible. Free is free. Keep your own phone, keep your own number, and we'll keep you connected with free service that includes free minutes, unlimited text, and free data. Get started now by calling 1-800-SAFELINK or go to safelink.com. That's 1-800-SAFELINK or go to safelink.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.